Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody. Hi, Kimmy.
Hi.
What a day we've had.
Oh, my God.
Mommy did a little bit of shopping, came home, take a lovely shower. Daddy worked and cooked.
Daddy did work and cook. Listen, I just slaved away over a hot stove. We went to start the pod. And I turned off the AC and I go, oh, what a nightmare. I'm so hot. And she goes, I'm kind of cool.
It's, like, it's actually kind of like.
I was like, oh, are you kind of cool
after
not making hot chicken soup for 2 hours?
After not working all day, doing nothing but hang out and spend money.
Oh, it's crazy. She's living a great life over here, people.
I am. It was a good day.
It was a good day. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. No, I get it. I saw Kim, the water chugging, I understand it. A minute ago, I saw you chug water and drip on the floor in a way that was like, this girl just looks so tired.
I'm so you looked tired.
Done with the day by the way that you were drinking that water.
My schedule's been a little intense lately.
You haven't stopped since
before Skankfest.
Yeah, and like the timeline being like pretty much what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For listeners, like Kim truly hasn't stopped since before Skankfest, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was on a little tour for 11 days. I think 11 or 12 days before Skankfest. I don't know how long. And then I did Skankfest and then I fucking went straight into a writing job, which I'm still doing. And that's like a 10 to 6. Mm-hmm. And then I have two podcasts that I keep up with. And then I have stand up. I do that as well.
It's a lot.
And then I have to, like, in between that, shower, grocery shop, do things like pay bills. Like, I have bill collectors calling me, like, I don't have money. They're calling me, like, where is the payment? I'm like, I just can't click okay. I don't have the time. When would I have the time?
I get it. Grocery store shopping is a crazy thing that we have to do, like, at least once or twice a week. Uh-huh. It's crazy that we have to stop our day and go grocery shopping.
Nuts. And I've tried the apps where you get the groceries delivered to you, but it just when I go grocery shopping, it's like kind of an art.
Yes, I was gonna say the people can't pick the right things.
They can't. They don't know.
Nobody knows what's good for your household.
You don't know. It's like how many
days from today am I going to eat this avocado?
You don't know. How would you know when I eat my avocado?
I'm planning this avocado for it.
It's crazy. And now I got to plan it with a meal, but I can't think of the meal until I'm physically in the store and I see my options. It's that.
I try not to do that. I get really overwhelmed in the store and I try to pick a couple meals that I'm planning to make this week and know what goes into them and go to the store and buy all those things.
That's nice.
It's not like a massive planning thing, but it's just like what sounds good this week. I got to figure it out before I go.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
It helps a little bit.
I'm making chicken soup.
It smells so good.
It smells really good in here.
Incredible.
I busted out that chicken soup quick.
It was very quick, and it's like a very Hispanic chicken soup, which I'm excited for. It's a Latina chicken soup if I've ever tasted it.
There's cilantro in my chicken soup. Just know that.
It's so good.
It's orange. You know, if it's orange, it's probably good.
Yes,
that's like one big sign I see in food. If it's like the color of orange or dark orange, it usually tastes really good.
Yeah. Is that a thing that like white people's food is more clear?
Clear. It's just clear. Yeah,
it's just like water put into food.
Like Not even you guys. You're Italian. All your food's orange.
Yeah, my food's mostly orange or like or red. Creamy as hell. If it's white, it's got the cream to it.
Yeah. No, white food is like a lot of yellows.
A lot of potato. A
lot of yellows and beiges.
Brown.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I love a potato.
Yeah, sure. But it's not. I was dating an Irish guy for a while, and his family's meals were always so boring, dude.
Like
with
what?
The exception of shepherd's pie, which was great. Like, the rest of his mom, I guess, just couldn't cook that well. Like, and I'm not saying it's all Irish people.
Do you think he's listening to this?
No.
Oh.
I think that he was really mad at me, probably.
Why?
Because I told him that I wanted to break up because I just needed some time to be single.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't been single like in a really long time. I had my first relationship was for like 10 years or whatever. And then I dated this guy right away.
Uh-huh.
So I told him I wanted to break up so I could be single for a little while. And within 3 months, I was dating Mike.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. And now I'm pregnant with his baby. And that's like all he's heard from me. I was like, we could still be friends. I just want to be single. Not a hint of friendship has happened.
Oh, no.
Not a whisper of friendship.
Not even a trickle of friends.
No, because I knew what I was doing, I feel, and I was like ashamed. Like, I didn't even want to keep a trickle of friendship in there. Because I was like, he's going to hate me. Like, he's going to hate me when he sees me dating this other guy in a few months, you know?
Yeah.
I tried to let him down easy, but it was like a total fucking lie. You know,
I think sometimes that's actually not true. I was going to say being the person to break up is worse than being broken up with, but that's not true. Being broken up with is the worst feeling in the world.
I have never been broken up with.
I've been broken up with and it fucking sucks. I feel like
it seems like it would be really horrible.
My first serious relationship, I broke up with the guy and it was horrible.
Okay.
And I felt horrible.
Breaking up with the other person is really hard. Breaking up's hard to do, like the song. They're two different things.
They're just two way different feelings. And then when I moved to LA, this guy that I was obsessed with broke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the
TV show guy.
The TV show guy. And that was I think that's the only person, like my last serious relationship, I couldn't even say who broke up with who. We kind of were just like, this will end in death or ends today. Like this, it was like kind of like that. It was more mutual. But the one where I did get broken up with, it hurt so bad. It hurt so different than breaking up with someone. It was like when I got broken up with, it felt like when I broke up with someone, I felt like an evil person and I felt shitty about who I was and stuff like that. And then if I was making a mistake, when I got broken up with, I could physically feel pain in my heart.
No, I could see it now because it's like if somebody breaks up with you, I'm just sitting there like, but you don't want to. You don't
date
like
me?
Me anymore? Like,
yeah, it's
you're
so
leaving
sad.
Me? You're gonna leave me?
Which is so crazy.
Piss me off, dude. Are you crazy?
No, I know.
No.
Yes.
No, that hurts so bad. I'm feeling the pain for the first time right now.
Well, I'm sorry to break your heart, truly.
That's so sad, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a whole different ball game.
I've hated breaking up with people for sure.
Me too. It takes me so long.
Historically, I was just going to say, it takes me really long. And each time I have to do it, I'm a little quicker with it.
Yeah.
For sure. But
same.
That first time, I mean, I swear to God, I think I was trying to break up with my ex two exes ago for about 2 fucking years.
My first ex, I was trying to break up with him for like 6 months, 7 months.
Yeah. I think it was truly 2 years of trying to break up with this guy.
Yeah.
Well, I kept like going through the motions of actually breaking up with him, and this dude was so narcissistic and like out of his mind that he would like be like, okay, well, we just have to have the one more talk, and then I'd go meet up with him and have this one more talk, and he would like
fuck
convince
you.
Me he convinced me that we belong together and that he loves me and we'd fuck, and I'd be just back in it again. It's really frustrating. So that took 2 years to be
not
like,
me being so toxic that I'm smiling through that.
I mean, it was crazy. It was
like,
actually,
yeah, the good old days.
It was actually Becky who told me one day, she was like, dude, if you actually want to leave this guy, you need to not do it in person. I don't care if you've been together for 10 years or 20 years.
Yeah.
He's never going to let you leave him. You just need to send a breakup message to him.
Yes.
Fucking block him from your phone. Don't answer the door and never see him again. And it worked. It was the only thing that worked.
Yeah, you can't go back and look.
And that made me feel bad, too. 10 years with somebody and then breaking up in a text message because you know you can't do it otherwise. You can't have that moment in person.
Hey, that's what text was created for, sweetie.
I guess so.
It's to get you out of sticky situations you can't face for real.
I feel like a cunt, but it was necessary. Like,
he's a cunt.
Yeah, we'd still be together today if it wasn't a text message breakup.
And that guy is legitimately a cunt.
That's true. He's such a cunt, dude. He's so wildly jealous of my current relationship.
It's so funny. You want to talk about it?
Sort of. I do. Like, okay. a few months ago, me and Mike were literally like on a little weekend trip together over the summer.
Cute.
Had just found out that we were having a baby.
Cute.
Nobody knew yet. Just the two of us. Out of absolute fucking nowhere.
Not it pissing me off that you two had a secret.
We told you so soon, dude.
I don't care.
We told you right away.
I don't care.
Yeah, we're like hanging out and we wake up one morning, nice, you know, like vacation vibes, waking up early, like 9 o'clock, to a text message from my ex's best friend of like them like making fun of my new relationship. And it was sent at 6 a.m, which I just absolutely
Coke hours.
Loved the idea of them, yeah, either being in a bar or like drinking all night at somebody's house doing coke, and him being like dying to go through my Instagram because he definitely blocked me on Instagram.
He's like, can I look through at hers through yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I've looked at someone's Instagram through someone else's Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a sad place to be. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty sad. It's a lot. And, I don't know. That gave me validation, I guess.
That's like, great. That's very fun.
It's nice that you had to look at me. That was the last of your coke thoughts that night is where I'm up.
Not you
I'm
being the closer to his coke thoughts.
Yeah. And yeah, we ended up going back and forth and he was like just so amazing at proving to me that he was like the same person that he used to be. It was just the most validating thing ever. I was like, of course.
I love when an ex tries to convince you they've changed.
It was the best because
nothing will make me want to prove them wrong than when they tell me they've changed.
My
ex is like, I'm faithful now, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm a fuck you. I'm a fuck you then. We'll see how faithful you are.
Yeah, in the process of him trying.
You're going to be faithful with someone else? What are you going to do? You're going to be faithful with this bitch and not me? No.
What does she have, a third titty?
Yeah, what's going on here? I'm going to make you not be faithful. Let's see. Old dog, same trick, sweetie.
Dude, in the process of trying to tell me how much he's changed and how different he is, he like really gave me just exactly everything that he's always given me. Like,
the best.
Personality wise.
So unaware.
All negativity. There was absolutely no self-awareness.
The
best. It was wild. It was wonderful, really. And that was our only interaction we've had since we broke up 2.5 years ago, was this like brief conversation. But boy, did it feel great.
That's a great one.
Good. Yeah.
That is amazing. I love that. Ex relationships are so weird.
So weird. Then the other one, I just feel like I can't see. Besides the thing that I talked about on a recent episode,
mm-hmm.
Which pisses me off about him, that he had to mm-hmm. buy me those sex toys that lied around my house for long enough that my dad ended up coming across them. How annoying. What an annoying little mark to leave 1.5 years after we broke up.
So funny.
Fuck that.
So funny, though. Iconic, some would say.
Yeah, no, he won. He won in the long run.
That's great. Not him leaving a little goodbye gift.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors. The holidays are coming early this year, everybody. And if you're still not sure what to get the man in your life, then look no further than our friends at Manscaped.com. The leading men's hygiene brand just launched new products that your man will actually use, including their new shower time favorite, the Body Buffer. It's time to give the man in your life the gift of smooth balls and a good shower time experience this holiday season. Get free shipping and 20% off by going to manscaped.com and using the code BRODS, BRODS, at checkout. So guys, first of all, one thing I want to make a really quick disclaimer here. It's called Manscaped. It's advertised to be for balls. I got to tell you, Mike has like 12 of these things because they keep sending them to the studio and he's addicted to them. First of all, they all work. None of them have broken on us. He just keeps accepting more and more Manscapes. And I've used them on my pussy too, and they're awesome, to be honest. It's just, there's no difference. There's very little difference between ball skin and pussy skin. I mean, maybe the, I mean, I take that back. There's a little bit of a difference between ball skin and pussy skin, but they're equally as sensitive. And this shit works just on sensitive skin, which is pretty cool. Now I'm going to get back to reading the copy. That's just my disclaimer, because like, they're really heavy on advertising this for men, but the Manscaped works for anybody who wants to shave their genitals, honestly. So anyways, girls, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of finding Santa's beard in my dude's pants. Hairy jingle balls are a thing of the past with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you're going to find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. That's the one that I have like six of at home. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Candy cane balls no more. I don't even know what that means. It's also waterproof, so it could be used in the shower, which is pretty cool. Awesome. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. Which also a product of which we have a ton in the house. And I got to be honest, I feel like there's been no toning going on in my household, but I'm not going to complain. It's fine. As long as it's all hairless down there, I'm okay with it. This copy truly says, I'm going to read it to you folks so that you could hear it. It says, keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. I would call it the South Pole if I were the person writing the copy, but anyway, who am I to criticize my fellow employees here at Gas Digital? The hygiene bundle also comes with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep his junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for his perfect package. Ugh. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. Oh, this stuff's pretty good. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep his skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized, and it smells really good. I can attest to that. The body wash is pretty awesome. Manscaped also just launched their new body buffer. This 100% antibacterial body scrubber is just what he needs to keep him fresh and clean this holiday season. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get your man, your dad, your brother, your friends, your best friend, your best man, the Manscaped the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, BROADS, at manscaped.com. One more time, that's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, BROADS, at manscaped.com. This does make a really cool gift, you guys. So if you're considering, if you have like that dude in your life who you just don't know what the fuck to get for them, go ahead and get them this. I do find it a little weird to get your like your father, I guess as a chick, it's like a little weird to get your dad a ball fucking razor, but whatever. He'll probably appreciate it. Mom will like it. Anyways, 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, promo code BRODS. Get your man the gift he'll both enjoy, the gift of Manscaped. His jingle balls will thank you. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I just went through a breakup. I was seeing a guy for a little bit, and it was actually my most friendly breakup. It was like a little tense for like a day or two.
Between each other?
Uh-huh.
And did you guys talk in that day at all?
No, we took a couple days, mm-hmm. and then we, like, are friends now. And, like, actually the same, pretty good, like, friends, like, how we were before.
That's awesome.
Which I didn't think was possible.
Well, that's a surefire sign that you guys should have never been dating to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. We're like, this is cool this way.
If things have been going well at all in that relationship, you guys would be furious at each other for not being together right now. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
There's no way you could just jump right back to the friendship you had beforehand.
It's so crazy. You've seen a few of my boyfriends.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel like I never have boyfriends, but I guess I've had a few now.
You've had a couple.
Yeah, I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now.
And I've known your last three.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. You've known more boyfriends than not.
That's true. You've known more boyfriends than not of mine.
Wow.
Wow. Our friendship has gone on for a while now. We're like old friends now.
Look at us being old friends.
That's so cute.
Remember the first time we tried to hang out?
Yeah, we did. It was to record a podcast. Mm-hmm. Our very first hang is episode 001 of Broad Topics.
Yeah, but also when we tried to like, no, this was after we started recording a podcast, but when we were like, let's have a night where we hang.
Oh, yes. God damn it.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because we went to get donuts and my car got towed.
Yeah.
And it cost me like $330 for donuts that night.
And it was insane, like the situation. If you get your car towed in New York, just like jump off a bridge. Allegedly or whatever, not telling you to, whatever legally like, I need to say.
It's like everything that you see in movies about how the DMV is. It's like the tow areas in New York take that to a new extreme.
Yeah.
They want to get the DMV's reputation. They're pissed that the DMV has that reputation and not them.
Oh, they're fucking furious. That is a funny TV show. It's just like the tow people in cahoots with the DMV to see who could be the shittier, who could just stress people. They have like a stress meter they try to hit for people. Yeah, and TSA is right on their ass.
We showed up at like, I want to say 11:30 or so to pick up the car. And like we like walk up to the window and the lady just like puts a sign down in front of us that she's like, actually, we're closed for the next 30 minutes. We're turning over for the new day.
45 minutes at 11:45 p.m.
It was fucking crazy.
I was like,
dude,
we have to stay here till almost one.
No, but we made it to the counter before you put your closed sign up. Please, could you just deal with us?
She's like, do not interrupt. Now I'm going to tell you again. Come here. We're like, no, we'll just come back tomorrow. Come here or we arrest you. I was like, where is this power coming from?
It was fucking crazy, dude. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they have to turn over the tow place at 11:45. They're like, the system shuts off. I'm like, what system is this? What system from hell?
It definitely doesn't shut off. You're telling me you're using 1992 fucking Windows that needs to take 45 minutes to decompress at the end of the day?
It's absolutely unhinged.
It was wild. I had my car towed literally two times since then, too, which is crazy. Yeah, it seems like getting your car towed is something that as a kid I was like, I'll never let that happen.
It's like quicksand.
Yeah. Like, I'm never going to let that happen when I'm an adult.
If my car gets towed, I'll just drive it off.
Dude, the way that they'll tow your car over anything in New York, I think I parked in a no standing zone for 5 minutes longer than I was supposed to.
In New York, they'll tow your car if you're ugly.
They will.
Hey, we saw your face. You deserve this.
They said you don't deserve a car.
They'll tow your car if they don't like the color of your shirt you're wearing. They'll tow your car if you don't like what you ate for lunch. They don't care. They don't have a reason. They'll just take it.
They'll take your car because they don't like your race.
And they'll spit at you on the way out with your car. It was crazy.
It's also so confusing to get into the place.
To get to the place. Yes. You're like you have to take a ferry through the Hudson. And then you have to crawl through a cave.
How'd they get the car across the water?
It is insane. It is insane. Don't keep track of your car in New York because you'll never get it back.
You have to go to an area where you start looking around. First of all, somebody points you in that direction. They're like, oh, the tow lot?
It's like a lady who sounds like she's been smoking for years. She's like, down there.
I'm not sure if she was actually really alive or if she died a few years ago.
She was haunting it. Yeah.
And you start taking this walk down to it and you're like, I don't know. You start to think, I don't know if we're going in the right direction.
And then you start like,
there's a tow yacht anywhere. You're going through garbage.
You're like,
you have to walk through the dump. It's like,
are we being, is this like a, you start questioning if it's human trafficking, if the tow driver was even ever real. You start going through all these things in your own head.
It was, yeah, it's a lot.
I'm done.
Got the car back. That was our first hang. That's so sad.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I feel like we got the negativity out of the way, though, because we've had pretty good hangs.
pretty good.
Pretty great hangs.
We've had such fun hangs.
We've had
Six Flags.
Six when we Flags went with have the crew. Been the best hangs.
That's one of the best hangs we've ever had.
With the crew. And then also the Our Six Flags with Jamar was so much fun too.
Dude, both times we went to Six Flags was one of the best times of my life.
Yeah. Not us doing roller coasters on acid.
That's insane.
We were talking recently about how we don't know if we're roller coaster girls anymore. We might have grown out of that.
But you know what? Today I would go on a roller coaster. I think you got to catch me on the right day.
The other day you were anti-roller coaster.
The other day I was anti-roller coaster. But there are certain days where I feel like I am a little riskier. I'll engage in riskier behavior. I think that's mania. I love it when I start saying things and I'm like, oh, wait, there is something there.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I obviously can't go on roller coasters right now, but I feel like being pregnant is making me nervous about, like, weird things.
Like what?
Like, traveling for me was weird. Coming out here on Tuesday, I never get nervous on the airplane, but I was, like, really scared on the airplane this time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have something to live for now.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Not if relatable.
so sad, Kimmy. Don't make me cry. Don't know how I'm going to feel about roller coasters after the baby is born. Is it like worth the risk of something happening on this roller coaster? Yeah. Yeah.
Now your baby doesn't have a mother because you wanted to go on the spinny Superman in your 30s.
Mama took a little nibble of an Altoid and decided to go crazy at Six Flags.
I'm sorry, baby. I know you miss your mama, but she had to nibble that toy and she needed to fling up and fling down. If it was the last thing she did.
She was Supergirling, goddammit.
She was Supergirling. Last moments. Can't. On her stomach.
I can't. I just don't know if it's worth it. I would love to continue to be a roller coaster girl. You know I had some good times on them coasties.
You know what fully fucked me up?
What?
When we went to I didn't bring it up last time I went into Vegas, but the time before that when I was opening for Big J at Wise Guys, I was staying at the Stratosphere, which they've renamed the Strat, by the way. And I was like, why did they do that? Like, why did they just...
Not their PR team trying to appeal to Gen Z.
Okay, so that's what I thought it was.
No?
So I was like, why? And I didn't question it, and I just got the thing. And then I went to go, like, check it out, and I wanted... Because they're the ones that have the rides at the top of the building.
Yeah,
have
I've been to those rides before.
Have you been on them?
They're pretty fun. Like, they're underwhelming, I think. Yeah, I did them as, like a 13-year-old, maybe. It might not have been all the ones that are here now, by the way.
If you are saying they're underwhelming, there's no way they're the ones that were there.
Which ones are they? Is there one
The swings that go over the edge of the building.
That I haven't done.
And they swing like...
Seems like so much fun, though.
And they're seats instead of swings, but it's the same concept. And then the seats tilt, so you're basically face down and swinging.
Terrifying.
It feels like the thing could just open. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's that one. And then they have another one that is, they had three. They had the one that goes up and drops. Not too bad. It's
not
on top
bad.
Of the building. One of those classic ones. And then the third one they have was this ride that you get in and it looks like you're in a long cart, you know,
mm-hmm.
And there's 2x2s seats and it just sort of flings you over the edge
and brings you back
and pretends to break, so it's like drops a little and then it comes back and then it flings you over the edge, but it's designed to look like it's going farther than it should.
I feel it like looks I like did it could... that one as a kid and didn't like wasn't impressed with it.
That's nuts to me.
Yeah,
if you look it up, it is insane. You're over, it's like 100 stories.
Did you go on it?
Yes, it fucked me up. It was so... I went on all of them.
Okay.
And I still, I was 15. I still remember it. Like, it was like so nuts to me. And when you're looking at the machine, you're like, you have to be like, it could just break.
Yeah, no, it could just break. And you could go falling to your death from the top of a building.
So when I looked at the rides, I was like, oh, let me see how much the rides are. I was just being curious. And they're like, the rides are closed. And I looked it up. And I think they renamed the Strat from the Stratosphere because like 3 months prior to that, a kid, his fucking buckle came loose on that ride and he fell off the building.
No.
He went straight off.
No.
When it went, he just kept going.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Do you know how long it must have taken for him to land? Like at least
20 seconds.
At least 20 seconds.
That's crazy. I think it's like, oh my gosh, people are gonna fucking hate that I'm trying to say this math thing, but I feel like you reach terminal velocity really fast, like within the first 9 seconds, I want to say. Like 9 seconds of falling, and you're literally falling as fast as you could possibly fall. Gravity's not going to pull you any faster. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I could be wrong, though, about the number, so, but it's really fast that you go to terminal velocity.
So you had 11 more seconds of...
of just being that terminal that velocity.
That's so fast. That's,
it's so fast, dude.
11 seconds is a long time when it's that. One, yeah. Two, three.
Just being scared the whole way
four,
down.
5, 6, 7, 8.
You can't picture anything but
9,
your own splat.
10. You don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know what's going through your mind at that point.
I don't think you could have like your whole life flash before your eyes. I think you're just envisioning the thing that you're about to go splat.
I think you're about to go. Yeah, I think you're going like, oh, my God, holy shit. What the fuck?
You maybe think of like a person.
Your mother's face flashes through real quick. And then you're like, my mom, my dad. But then you remember you're falling again. You're like, is it going to hurt?
Is it going to hurt? I didn't get to do this thing I wanted. My life's literally
not
over.
Not me having
now.
Anxiety. Oh. The chicken soup in my fridge, it's going to go bad. I feel like I would have anxiety.
If anything happened to you, I'd come over and eat your chicken soup.
Thank you so much.
Makes you feel better.
I'd appreciate it.
All right, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. It's Yo Delta. Right now, I'm talking to responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Maybe you're not sure if you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal. And to that, I say, that's what the internet exists for, baby. Look it up. Find out if Delta 8 is legal in your state. And then if it is, head directly to yodelta.com and get yourself some of this shit. What's Delta 8, you're asking yourself? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states, and it gets you high. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I was enjoying them profusely. Is that the right word? I was enjoying them heavily all the time before I got pregnant. I'll tell you right now, I could seriously go for a good old Delta 8 gummy. That shit would rock my socks off. And you know what? Right after I give birth, Delta 8 up the ass. I'm taking it in every hole, dude. Delta 8 is all I want, bro. But for you guys who could do the shit whenever you want, why not right now? Now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, head to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Yo Delta works and these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YODELTA.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one more time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YODELTA.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super fucking high. All right, let's get back to the show.
I read the story about this girl who her body was found in her apartment like 3 years after she died.
No.
Full like AC on, TV on, just all her bills on auto pay. I'm like, nobody loved this girl.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
Bills on auto pay is really sad too. It's like
something's really sad about all the bills being on. You gotta every once in a while, even a bill collector deserves to call me.
Like the money can't even go to her family. Like, do they get to take those bills back?
They don't deserve it. They didn't care about her.
No, it's, I guess.
Fuck them.
I guess that's crazy. That is really sad.
I gotta turn off the stove real quick. Sorry.
No problem. No. I'm so excited for this chicken soup. The soup's really delicious, and I'm very excited to eat an entire cup of it. Kim, I feel like we're really good at like being concerned for our friends. I feel like even from across the country, I would know if something were wrong with you within like 3 days or so. It's so good. It's so good, Kimmy. The corn makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
I feel like I could taste the corn in the broth.
Uh-huh. I think that's carrots.
I feel like it's not, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I feel like I would know if you died in this apartment, mm-hmm. I would know within 3 days just because you aren't answering my text messages or my calls. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, somebody's got to check in on Kim.
Yeah.
Remember when Sarah woke up late to Skankfest?
Don't even get me started. I've got to work on it with my therapist, but something about how sleepy she is makes me so angry.
Well, Kim also gets really nervous for her friends. Like, we went to Mohegan Sun maybe like 8 months ago or so to meet up. Mike and I were meeting up with Kim and Lewis there while they were performing. And we were like maybe 25, 30 minutes late. And Kim straight up had tears in her eyes by the time we got there. She's like, I thought you guys died on the highway.
I did. Like, and then I kept imagining me doing the Broad Topics episode where I was like, guys, I have to tell you about something bad that happened.
No. Are you breaking it to the audience?
At the Mohegan Sun. No, the camera, everybody already knows. The camera just fades up. My eyes are all red. I go, you guys already know what I'm about to say. Well, I have to say it. I was imagining the whole thing. And then I was like, anyways.
Now your friend dying and
so
you.
So I was on a train the other day.
Now your friend dying and you imagining yourself on camera talking about it. You fucking psycho.
I did. I imagined hugging your mom. It was all this sad. You're already gone, bitch. You want me to put you in a scenario when you're dead?
My sweetheart wants all the attention after my death.
What would I say at your funeral? What would I wear?
Who would be the first to console me?
And who would, can I sit next to your parents? I want to. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You would be able to sit next to my parents.
I would hope they'd let me sit they on their row at least.
They would want you up in front row with them, I'd say.
I would
You're
be
the
hurt.
Closest thing I've ever had to a sister.
I love that. Oh, they better put me in the front row.
Yeah, they would.
Okay.
For sure.
You hear that, Angela? You hear that?
Not you showing her this episode of the podcast after I'm gone. Be like, look, it's what she wanted.
And I go up there for the speech. Yeah. Well, we all know she loved roller coasters and this is how she had to go. I have your baby on my hip.
I love that you already nominated yourself for the eulogy.
You know I'd be up there.
You're the
Who
best
else
speaker.
Would eulogize you?
No, you're a really good speaker. I don't know
I'd make it
else.
Funny.
I know, you'd kill.
I'd go, kill seems like room. You should have had more than one kid, Mr. and Mr. Scott Lotto. Whoops, just one seems like a bad idea. Lonely now.
Alexandra was an only child, which in retrospect was probably not such a good idea for her parents. Oh, dude. Yeah, no, you would kill at my funeral. You would bag the hottest dude at my funeral, too.
I would go fuck him on your casket, dude. I know you'd want that. Let me fucking someone on your casket while the funeral's still going.
Yeah, no, good for you. It's an expensive casket. I can promise you that.
Not me getting in it dramatically.
Getting in it with me?
Yeah.
I still... All the drama. They have to escort you out.
I steal the lines. I steal the lines from my girl. Her glasses! Were her glasses?
She always wore her glasses.
And there, people were like, no, she didn't. I'm like, she always wore her glasses.
She stopped a couple years ago, actually.
I can't... Yeah, you did.
Which is a crazy thing. You know what? I didn't get anything fixed. I just go blind now.
It's crazy how you tapered off to where I didn't even notice.
I tapered off to not wear my glasses anymore, and I didn't get contacts at all. I just sometimes can't really see that well.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And sometimes I wear them. Like, I'll wear them if I'm driving somewhere at night.
I put them on you in your casket.
It's very dramatic.
Proud of my shirt.
For some reason, I feel like you also have somebody taking photos of you doing this.
I hired Paco to do
Paco doing
the gas journal.
The funeral journal.
The funeral journal. I go, Paco. I'm putting the thing on. I go, you know I don't like it to shot from my right side. Are you kidding me? And I go, Alex. I stroke your hair.
You close my eyes. They're already closed.
They're already closed. Closing your already closed eyes. Shh, I shush you. It's not even the right thing to be doing.
Shushing a dead person is retarded.
There's no more pain anymore. She was like, she wasn't in pain. She was on a roller coaster.
She wasn't on pain. She was on acid.
She had the most fun. She flew Superman style into the Hudson. Straight into the Hudson, dude. It's, it couldn't have gone any better.
Yeah, no, you would steal the show, Kimmy. I know it. No doubt. I have no doubt.
Alex always said I was her funniest friend. And I would always say to her, me? No, stop it. Stop it.
Couldn't be me.
You stupid bitch.
Stop it, you fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt licker. I'm just kidding. She wasn't a cunt licker. She did it once, maybe, but like... Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Scarlato. Sorry. Ms. Scarlato, are you still a lawyer? Because I need a mom.
Mr. Scarlato, she wanted you to know the ball gag wasn't her.
Mr. Scarlato, if I could do anything for my best friend, I want to clear up her name. Right the fuck now. I want to clear up her name. Alex did not like ball gags. She didn't. Yes, she may have been cream pied in, and maybe she liked doggy style. But the ball gag, too far.
The ball gag just wasn't her.
It wasn't her.
Hilarious, yeah.
Mike comes up, he's like, can I have a turn? No!
Mike's crying his poor eyes out in the back of the room the whole time. He's like, you haven't even gone over to talk to him.
No. When I'm done, Mike, get out of my shot. Dude.
Give me your baby.
I'm taking her.
I'm going to put the baby in the video.
Let me hold the baby. And I pinch it so it cries. Oh, no. Say Miss Mama. Say Miss Mama. Say you Miss Mama.
Yeah, I don't know about roller coasters, Kimmy. They seem like a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. Maybe when my... daughter is ready to try her first roller coaster, I'll hop on with
you.
By
then your back's gonna hurt, sweetie. You're gonna be like, I'm done.
Yeah, no, but you know what? I feel like I've always felt like it's annoying that older people won't just go on a ride despite the pain. I'm like, how bad can it make your back hurt?
That's true.
How bad's a roller coaster really gonna hurt at 40?
I don't know. I have a friend who's 40 and his back hurts, and like, literally, when we do fun things, we ask him not to do it because he'll ruin our whole weekend. If he like
the whole rest of the weekend, yeah, he'll be walking around like Ian Fidance at Skankfest South.
Yes. Just migraines and backaches. It's like too much. The combo is dangerous.
Ian at Skankfest South had a gait like he was 77 years old.
We made fun of him. We said he looked like Willy Wonka in the intro video before he did the role.
Before he does the somersault.
Willy Wonka-eyed. That's what we called him.
Yeah.
Willy Wonky.
Oh, not Willy Wonky.
That's our boy Ian.
That's so funny to tell somebody to not participate in any of the fun activities because we don't even want to deal with you.
Please,
later.
I don't want to deal with your back.
I get it.
It's too much. Not the funeral of Alex Scarlato. What would your walkout song be?
My funeral cast? Walkout song?
Yeah, Bad Bitch by Crack Amico. It's about me. It's all about me.
They know. I'm not in that song, Kim.
I know.
I'm not in any Crack Amico song, actually, which low-key hurts my feelings.
You know what's like, so funny?
He's got all songs about the Legion of Skanks. I'm literally a producer of the show.
Funny. When we went to Skankfest and we saw Crack Amico, I was standing with Sarah for the first time. He hugged me. And Sarah's like, oh, hi, Crack Amico. And he hugs Sarah and he goes, hey, I just got to say, my bad for not putting you in the song. You really deserved it. And he walked away and Sarah's like...
Wait, I swear, I thought you told me he said the words, sorry you didn't make the cut.
You didn't make the cut, that's so what it was. Sorry you didn't make the cut, dude. I think you really deserved it.
No.
I was like, wow.
No, he negs.
Mm-hmm. He's hot.
I saw him go up to Corinne and Christina before the comedy jam and be like, y'all too, I was wrong. You ain't mid at all.
Crack Amico's hot, I'll say it.
Crack Amico's pretty attractive, I'm not gonna lie. There's something about like the whole thing he's got going on.
I don't know.
Skinny white dude with grills and a do-rag does it.
Tag Crack. Tag Crack in this and let him know. I think he's hot.
Yeah, I get it. I very much get it. I'm sad that I've never been in a song, but you know, there's always next time.
There's always another track, sweetie. The studios are endless. Who knows? Girl, yeah, you want to be a pregnant. Pregnant. If you're a woman and you're pregnant, then you got to be an Alex. Alex. Only wig to the top, fucking Harrington. She's a fucking savage.
Dude, I want to go back to having a walkout song for your funeral. Is this a Puerto Rican thing? Or
no, I just feel like it's the right thing to do for you.
And this is like when I'm assuming the casket is on people's... Okay, first let's go through who I would pick for my casket bearers. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Because they have to be like people who I'm relatively close to and also strong enough to not drop it, because that would be so embarrassing. Don't let me roll out of the thing, you know?
You can't have Gay Blind Mike.
I can't have Gay Blind Mike. Gay Blind Mike could maybe do a reading if he wants to.
Hey, I've known Alex for... up to his face. Hey, I've known Alex for 4 months and I'm really happy that she gave me a chance to speak at her funeral today. Alex was there the very first time that I got suckled on stage on air. Your family, your Italian family, just like, what's happening?
By the way, is like one of the craziest things ever, dude. I can't believe that Blind Mike took his first ever life's blowjob on stage in front of all of Skankfest.
That would traumatize me.
It did traumatize me, and I'm not even him.
Yeah.
That was traumatizing.
Yeah. No, he came up to me after and he's like, I couldn't get hard. I'm not gay. And I was like, I believe you.
Dude, nobody thinks you're gay. That was a lot of pressure.
No one can get hard in an audience full of people.
Chanting. Like, they're chanting something at all times.
Oh, they love to chant.
Crazy.
You know what's funny? At Skankfest, God, I wish I could remember, but this group of people came up to me and they were like, hey, I don't know if you remember this, but at Skankfest South, I went at the very last day, I saw you on the highway and we chanted at you. And I don't know if you remember. And I was like, that moment was a staple in my life. I was like, if you only knew how important that chant was to me. It was at the end of Skankfest South, and it was like the first year at Skankfest where people were really like knowing who I was.
People were all about Kim at Skankfest South. They might as well have like carried you around on their shoulders the whole weekend.
Yeah, and this one got crazier. Mm-hmm. So it was like the first year of that, and I was like pretty like, it's heartwarming when everyone hates you as a comic for 10 years and then people start liking you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was like really into it. And then at the end of Skankfest, we were like packing up and grabbing our stuff, and I was just kind of sad. I'd never gotten that much appreciation from fans in my entire life. And I was just like, that's it. Back to the grind.
Back to reality.
You know?
Going back to reality after Skankfest sucks.
And I was just going, and I get in the car and we're driving, and I roll down the window for some fresh air, and like a movie ending. It's just softly at first. Yeah. Not even. Yeah. You know when the dogs come back at the end of the movie that you lost at Milo and Otis?
Yeah, you could just vaguely hear them barking in the distance before they show up.
I look, Kim, and they come up, Kim, and I went out the window and said, Kim, not me chanting me back to
your
them.
Uber driver must have loved that.
and it held me over for another couple months.
I love that. My second or third Skankfest, I got an Alex chant that has kept me high to this day, honestly.
I love that.
It was the last moment of Skankfest after the very last song of the comedy jam. Lewis kind of like pushed me off stage as the song was ending. And he went, Alex, Alex. And the whole audience took over. So it was my first crowd surf ever. My own name being chanted by the audience.
It's the best.
It was the greatest thing.
It's the best.
It's truly a wonderful feeling. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the truth. Didn't enjoy my crowd surf this year. Need a fresh, not pregnant belly for crowd surfing.
Can I tell you what you did wrong?
I went on my stomach.
Why? That's not even how. Why did everyone that crowd surfed go on their stomach?
Because it's not less scary. It's the less scary way to go. Because otherwise, it's a trust fall into the audience.
When I tell you, I fucking sprint and I spring with my knees as high as in the air I can go, and I go, if they love me, they'll catch me. And I fucking fall.
Okay, I'm going to take that approach next year.
They won't drop you.
Next year, I'm gonna take a running leap.
They don't drop big fat guys.
That's true.
They somehow always make... They don't go very far.
I've seen Bobby Kelly make it to the back of the room in Skankfest.
Yeah.
Who actually lost so much weight and looks great now. Yeah. But back in the day, I've seen that happen.
Yeah. Bobby Kelly looks like fucking the millionaire from Austin Powers. The
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil now. I love Bobby Kelly.
He looks great. It's so funny.
What's your walkout death song?
I'm going to walk out death song. Not WAP, because everybody will know that I'm dry now.
No, I'd go, she's not dry. Let me show you. Pull off her panties. Nope. Don't worry, sister. I will never let anyone think you're dry. Look, she even smells the same.
Not my pussy smelling like your mouth our whole lives.
Ew.
Oh, man. My funeral walkout song. Maybe something.
She loved her best friend. We could do a customized. She loved her best friend. Her best friend, Kim. A chant in the song.
See you in the studio recording this.
She loved her the day I found out about you.
For some reason, you had her recorded before I even died.
The day I found out, I was like, this is how I grieve. She loves Kim. Her favorite bit that Kim wrote was, I just added a joke in.
It's one of your jokes.
Kim. I had the Kim chant. Kim. Sickening. I'm sickened with myself.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's my walkout song, is the Kim song.
She loves her friend Kim.
She loved her best friend. She was so sad when she moved back to LA.
But she needed to move there because she's a star. She needed to live her dream. New York just has comedy. LA has acting. She's a great actor. Nobody knows that about her.
It's all my things.
Always a possibility that something could happen in the realm of voice acting for her. A voice actor, a comedian, a writer, a director, a producer.
She might as well be a model. She's a 150 quadruple threat.
I'm sad I'm dead, but at least she lived.
From my perspective now, do you want to actually just get in the studio and record this before I die?
I'm sad I'm dead, but at least she lived.
I'm really sad I'm dead, but at least she lived. So she could keep shining her bright, beautiful smile all over all the sad people of the world.
But it's my voice. I come up, thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for the kind words. Alex was always one with
and
her words.
And always said she was a bright, shining, sparkling star in a very dull world.
With a tight pussy. Her pussy's so tight. Her head game is A++.
How do I know this stuff? Why does my character know this?
Her head game. You say head game. It doesn't even sound like
her head game. 110.
Oh, yeah. And I miss you, mom, or whatever. And my kid. But anyways, Kim is really going to make it. This grief, it's going to send her off.
And I'd like to thank my mother for bringing me into the same world as Kim.
And I'd like to thank my daughter for showing me I could live for more than one person. It's Kim.
I would like to thank Louis J. Gomez for introducing me to my favorite girl in the whole entire world, including everybody I've ever met.
It's Kim.
Yeah.
I go, stop. This shouldn't be. This
audience is chanting now.
I go, enough. This day doesn't need to be about me. This day, please. Enough. One day for her.
Then you plug your spots.
I'll be outside crying, and also next week I'll be
at the La Brea Improv. You know, mommy can't take more than 5 days in New York.
I can't. I call myself mommy at your funeral. You know, mama can't do the city for long. Sweetie. What a fun episode.
Yeah.
I think we should end it there. I have a spot I have to go do. I have to go serve up some soup and head to the comedy club.
Keep me working harder while I go to bed early.
She's got to eat my soup and then pass out in my bed. I got to go to work again. I'm like a fucking coal miner, but with dick jokes. All right. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you love the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and subscribe to all the great shows on the network. If you use promo code TOPICS, you'll get a 7-day free trial.
Hey-oh, yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/queenkong1. Check out my other podcast with Sarah Wineshake. It's called This Bitch, anywhere you find podcast. When is this coming out? In 2 weeks?
I think this might have been our Thanksgiving episode. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll be at Side Splitters Tampa December 28th. Make sure you come out for that. I'll have already done Miami. I'm going to be in Austin with Sarah in January. Make sure you check that out. We'll be in Yuma, Arizona sometime in December. Yeah. So check out my Instagram for show dates. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.